Welcome to the Phil Sport Dear Sports Diary podcast. This podcast is a review of the Sixers and Knicks Game 4. This podcast is brought to you by the book Basketball Smarty Pants. Basketball Smarty Pants is endorsed by former 76er coach Brett Brown and available on Amazon. Now let's get to it. Stat Geek, take it from here.
Thanks, Phil. If you look at the stats, the Knicks should have lost. Hart shot 0 for 7. DiVincenzo shot 3 for 11. Precious Pup Achiuwara shot 0 for 5. And the Knicks as a team shot 35% from the field. The Knicks won because the Knicks blocked 11 shots. The Knicks had 15 offensive rebounds. And they have 61 O-boards for the series. Embiid and Maxey shot a combined 15 for 40. Embiid had only 1 point in the fourth quarter, and the Sixers' best offensive rebounder was Kyle Lowry, who's a 38-year-old six-foot point guard. That's it, Bill.
Thanks, StatGeek. The Knicks played with 8 players, if you count Bogdanovich, who got hurt in his first minute on the floor, so they actually played only 7. The Knicks won Game 4 because the Knicks, as a team, are physically and mentally tougher, better coached, and they play connected defensively. The Knicks are better because they have the best player in the series in Jalen Brunson. The Knicks have been winning because Nick Nurse, who I thought was going to be a huge upgrade over Doc Rivers, refuses to abandon the horrible pick-and-roll drop defense that Embiid plays that every good point guard in the league destroys. And I certainly think Jalen Brunson qualifies as a good point guard. The Knicks won because Joel Embiid decided it was okay for him to be guarded at the top of the key by a player half his size, as he had no field goals in the fourth quarter and shot 1 for 6 from 3. The Knicks won because Sixer coach Nick Nurse decided to run a 5-out offense with no ball movement, no screening, and no Sixer, including Maxey, that would even try to break down their defender off the dribble. And the Knicks are beating up on the Sixers without Julius Randle, and they won Game 4 without two of their bench players, Mitchell and Bogdanovich. Well, the Knicks finished second, and the Sixers finished in the playoff play-in round for a reason. And unfortunately, Sixer fans are seeing the reason firsthand. Well, that's it until Game 5. And I can be reached at the Phil Sport Hoops Podcast at gmail.com. Until then, adios, sayonara, see ya.